Let's do speed jokes. They're sponsored by Team Hochberg. Jokes have come in from near and far. Paula Larson sent one from Seneca, Illinois. And Dave Carr sent some from Canada. And John from sunny Venice, Florida, who will donate a mug to somebody who needs one. And Joe Tremarco and Glen Ellen and Sharon Campen and Frank Toka in Kewaunee. And Barry and Catherine Schultz in Princeton and Dennis Henley in Chicago. Muggsy, John and Skydiver Sally in Brazil, Indiana, and many more. Hey, who can I call to Google Earth to tell them that I got my front railings painted and we weeded the garden and they need to send that car back around and take our picture now? As a Gen Xer, can I just say I'm tired? I have walked like an Egyptian. I've moonwalked. I've walked this way. I've walked on the wild side. I walked to the line. I walked 500 miles, and then I walked 500 miles more. So, yeah, we're tired. That says Gen X. I think that's more a joke for what would the generation be? The greatest generation or somebody else? The best thing about 15-cent charge for plastic bags in Chicago now is that the cupboard next to my sink is worth $472,000. Fellow walks into the jewelry shop, good-looking guy. Girl behind the counter says, may I help you? He says, I want to buy a gift for my girlfriend. She says, we've got a beautiful silver charm that says, only you on the back. He says, great, I'll take three. My ophthalmologist told me he was going through his second divorce. I asked him, which wife did he like better? He said, one or two? Two? How about now one? We've done a version of that joke before. I just flew back from a ravioli convention, and boy are these arms tired. My wife said quilts are better than duvets. I said I'd be careful making blanket statements. Pair of jumper cables walks into a bar, orders a beer. Bartender says, I'll serve you, but don't you start anything. There is a new, improved version of Mario Kart.
Oh, yeah? What's it called?
Mario Speedwagon.